I'm trying to get all your clothes made so I can ship them in a box before I leave here, and so I can send a few more things I want to send, and then I can always ship them back, or what, if I have room in my bag, I can bring them back. But there's one dress I've got made that I haven't put the sleeves in. I want to get there and try it on you. Won't take me long to finish it, because all I got to do is put the sleeves in it, or cut them out and make them and put them in and then hem it. It's a dress I want you to wear on the plane. It's a beautiful thing, and it's full skirted. So anyway, we'll finish that up when I get there. And I've also got one on the machine, and I don't know what else I've got to make for you, but I've got a whole raft of material. I went over and just went wild at the exchange the other day. They had gotten new stuff in, and boy, it's beautiful. One thing about buying it over there, I can get permanent press and all that stuff, and it doesn't cost as much as it does downtown. It takes 2.5 yards of material, permanent press, 44 inches wide, to make Son a pair of pants, and I got the 3 pieces over there for $2.75 a piece. That's less than $1 a yard, and boy, I'm telling you, well, it's a little bit more than $1 a yard, but even at that, it's about $2.75 if I go downtown and buy it. So you can see I got a bargain. Glad you got our time figured out what we can do, but I just wondered when you think I'm going to have time to sew. I guess I can sew while you're playing golf on Wednesday. When Karen and Roy get there, you better have him to look at the fishing equipment and get everything fixed while he's there, because he probably knows more about it than I do, and you have him to look into all the rods and reels and things that we're going to need, and then stack them up in the corner and don't let the kids bother them. You didn't say whether you wanted any permanents or anything, but let me know if you want the permanents. I want to bring those with me, because I don't like what we get down there, and I do know these permanents here. So figure out how many, whether you want 4 or 3 or 2 or 1, and I'll bring them with me, or else I'll ship them in the box. By the way, Putt's going to take off from school Monday and go down and enlist in the Air Force, so he won't have but 2 weeks, you know, before he goes in when he gets out of school. I don't know what he wants to take up or anything. In fact, I don't think he knows himself. He put in his science thing down at the science fair last week, and of course he didn't win anything on it because he didn't work long enough on it. But the thing about it is, when Son and he went down to pick it up Friday night, his thing, why, whatever he calls it, why, Dr. Brisby, the one that's been teaching him oceanography, and I don't know how many's in the class, but he told Sonny there wasn't but 7 going to pass it. Putt got an A on his, and he'll be one of the 7 that passes his oceanography. I've got to sit down sometime this week or first the next week and send all of his graduation cards off. It's left up to me to do it. I'm telling you, trying to get him and Sonny to do anything is like trying to move a mountain. And I told Son last night, if he didn't clean up that garage before I left here, I was going to beat his head in. He said, well, I'll get around to it when I feel like it. And I said, well, you never feel like anything but golf. I'd like to get this yard all straightened out and everything done in it that I need to before Putt leaves. And then I won't get the garage cleaned out and get the Salvation Army out here and pick up all that extra stuff we've got out there. Get that done before I leave, because I want the kid to go in and turn on the bypass the water so that he can water my lawn at least 3 times a week and keep it cut for me while I'm gone. And I've already got him taken care of. He lives just right across the street, and his mama's a good friend of mine, so she said she'd see that he took care of it for me. She works in the afternoon, but at least she can remind him the days that I want the lawn watered and taken care of. And can pay him every Friday night or Saturday when he sees him, and I'll be sure and tell Mike that I got it to remind him that he owes him. Don't know whether you hear all the racket outside the house or not, but it's the big trucks. They're finally getting around to fix this street with a big drain underneath it so that the water won't stand in it when it rains out here and the kids have to wade across it. I'm telling you, this has been the biggest mess I ever saw, and I told Sonny that it would just like them to wait till Putt got out of school, and then I wouldn't have to drive over 2 and 3 times a day to take him to school and go get him. Keep him out of that damn water. it gets up to the kids' knees, and they walk in it barefooted with the stockings on and this and that, and sometimes they take the shoes off and sometimes they leave it on. But it really is a mess. The last time it rained, if it had rained too much, it'd have been up in my garage, and I'm telling you, that water standing in that street is for the birds. You talking about making sense when you making a tape? Lord, I rattle on like I don't know what. But at least I hope that you can get the sense of what I'm trying to tell you. And I liked it till I hurt, and I got your tape yesterday. And when you turned it over to one of the kids, they never did say who was talking, but I kind of figured it was Kathy, because she started to tell Putt something, and just about the time she says, "Let Putt hear this," why, bless Pat, the tape went off, and I like and told Putt about it, and he come in at lunchtime, and he just hollered. He said, "Well," said, "I'll have to turn on that and see what she did say." I said, "Well, she didn't say anything." So we still don't know what she wanted to tell Putt. That was really cute. You tell Bob I said not to worry about the china, because I figured if you all have just got to send the money for my plane ticket, you don't need to be buying anything like that. And tell him, as far as I'm concerned, he can forget it, because I think this deal with the plane ticket is enough for anybody. And you don't need to be putting out any more money than that. Sure hope you get your car license, because the first thing you know, you can't go to base if you don't have those license, kid. And to get your groceries, and you know you need to get your groceries out there. Of course, if your base is getting like ours out here, it doesn't pay to go to base much anyway except for milk and bread. I've never seen anything go up like it in my life. If the boys get a raise, why, then the groceries go up just that much more. And I'm telling you something, I've gotten where I do most of my buying out town anyway, meat and all. And I really don't think we get the very best of meat out here in this damn commissary. It gripes my butt till I'm telling you, I just throw up my hands in disgust most of the time. You know, I'm really getting things ready. Blanny's going to take all my violets and take care of them while I'm gone. She knows how to do it, and she's got some beautiful ones over there. And I talked to her Sunday, and she said, "Sure, bring them on over. I'll take care of them." So that's a load off of my mind, because I've got some beautiful violets, and I certainly don't want nothing to happen to them. Well, we're playing in our Scotch foursome Sunday. They put it off a week on account of Mother's Day last Sunday. So we've got some friends coming down from Village, which is up close to Vandenberg Air Force Base, so Vandenberg or whatever you want to call it. So they're coming down and playing in the Scotch foursome as our guest Sunday. So I told them to get out, and we'll have a champagne breakfast of open-faced bacon and tomato sandwiches with cheese sauce on them, and then go on out and play golf and then have dinner out there Sunday. Well, I see my tape's just about gone, so I better say goodbye now. But be sure and let me know about the permanents as soon as possible, so I can go down and buy them and have them ready to ship when I ship your clothes. Because I still would like to use permanents from down here. I know what they'll do, and I'll bring my rods. And I sure have my scissors and get that bunch of hair cut, because I feel like that you need it. And maybe I can get it short enough so it lasts for a little time. Oh, son told me to tell you hello and just take it easy and don't go AWOL or whatever he means for that. Goodbye.